An Advent Time of Lectio Divina for the Discerning Heart.
Wednesday of the first week of Advent.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart.
From the Holy Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 29 to 37. Jesus reached the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into the hills. He sat there, and large crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the crippled, the blind, the dumb, and many others. These they put down at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were astonished to see the dumb speaking, cripples whole again, the lame walking, and the blind with their sight, and they praised the God of Israel. But Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I feel sorry for all these people. They have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them off hungry. They might collapse on the way. The disciples said to him, Where could we get enough bread in this deserted place to feed such a crowd? Jesus said to them, How many loaves have you? 7, they said, and a few small fish. Then he instructed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks and broke them and handed them to the disciples, who gave them to the crowds. They all ate as much as they wanted, and they collected what was left of the scraps, 7 baskets full.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Jesus reached the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into the hills. He sat there, and large crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the crippled, the blind, the dumb, and many others. These they put down at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were astonished to see the dumb speaking, the cripples whole again, the lame walking, and the blind with their sight, and they praised the God of Israel. But Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I feel sorry for all these people. They have been with me for 3 days now and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them off hungry. They might collapse on the way. The disciples said to them, Where could we get enough bread in this deserted place to feed such a crowd? Jesus said to them, How many loaves have you? 7, they said, and a few small fish. Then he instructed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and fish, and he gave thanks and broke them, and handed them to the disciples, who gave them to the crowds. They all ate as much as they wanted, and they collected what was left of the scraps, 7 baskets full.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through Him, with Him, and in Him, listen to the Word. Jesus reached the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and He went up into the hills. He sat there, and large crowds came to Him, bringing the lame, the crippled, the blind, the dumb, and many others. These they put down at His feet, and He cured them. The crowds were astonished to see the dumb speaking, cripples whole again, the lame walking, and the blind with their sight, and they praised the God of Israel. But Jesus called His disciples to Him and said, "I feel sorry for all these people. They have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them off hungry. They might collapse on the way." The disciples said to Him, "Where could we get enough bread in this deserted place to feed such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves have you?" 7, they said, "and a few small fish." Then He instructed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and He took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks and broke them and handed them to the disciples, who gave them to the crowds. They all ate as much as they wanted, and they collected what was left of the scraps, 7 baskets full.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord?
We thank You, Lord Jesus, for this time with You. Keep us alert, we pray, O Lord our God, as we await the advent of Christ Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.